connecting Fremont County through conversations. This is the County 10 Podcast from the Porter's 10Cast Studio. Here's Jared Anderson.
Well, hello there. Welcome into the County 10 Podcast. My name is Jared Anderson as we record this in the Porter's Supply Company studios at thecounty10.com and at work co-working offices in Riverton, Wyoming. Interesting little bonus episode of the podcast as I've got a candidate for president of the United States joining us on the phone here in just a bit. Brock Pierce is the independent nominee for president. Brock has an interesting background. He's 39 years old. He was a child actor. He's a tech investor, heavily involved in Bitcoin, and now is going to run for president of the United States. I was given 5 minutes with Brock in that phone call coming up here in about a minute. For those of you who may be new to the County 10 Podcast or don't know a lot about it and you're checking out some of the words from the presidential candidate, County10.com is a small news stream located in Fremont County, Wyoming. We're based out of Riverton, but we cover Riverton, Lander, Dubois, and all of central Wyoming. County 10 prides itself on being without a slant, unbiased, and straightforward, just delivering information to you. The reason we reached out to Brock was because he announced a couple weeks ago that the Independent National Convention will be held in Wyoming. It'll be in Cheyenne on Friday and Saturday, the 23rd and 24th. Some chilly weather down there for the Independent Convention, but I believe that's the first time that a major convention for a political party, at least for president of the United States, has been held in Wyoming. So I thought that was interesting. Just in the interest of fairness, I reached out to every single other candidate for president of the United States, all of the parties. Maybe not surprisingly to you, none of them besides Brock have returned a phone call to a small media outlet in central Wyoming at this time, but just in the interest of fairness, wanted to get that out there. Certainly encourage you to do your own research, to vote your conscience. We are not here to promote the Independent Party or Brock's presidency. Just wanted to get a few words about the decision to have a national convention in the state of Wyoming. So without further ado, here is the conversation I had with Brock Pierce. I was given 5 minutes with him earlier this week. Joining us now on the County 10 Podcast and 105.1 Jack FM, Brock Pierce, independent candidate for president of the United States. Mr. Pierce, thanks for taking time out of your day. Appreciate it. First of all, how are you?
I am grateful. I'm calling you from Anchorage, Alaska.
Anchorage, Alaska, and you are getting ready for the Independent Convention, which is right here in the state of Wyoming. Why Wyoming for this?
Well, Wyoming is got a bunch of interesting things. First of all, it's where women's suffrage was first passed. And so Wyoming historically has made a fair amount of history. It's also the state where the LLC was invented. And much to, I think, many people's surprise, it's becoming one of the capitals of innovation in the United States. It's become the blockchain state with 19 laws being passed by your legislators. It's exciting things happening there.
Yeah, absolutely. For those that may not be familiar with your campaign, what is it based on? If you had to kind of sum up your campaign in a few sentences, what would that be?
Well, it's a campaign with a vision for the future of this country. To take a step back and think about how we upgrade the operating system of the United States of America, how we measure our success. A campaign devoted to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
The entire country right now, it feels like, talking about Trump or Biden positively or negatively, seems like a lot of negatives. I will just lay it out bluntly for you, I guess. Do you have a chance?
A chance of winning in this election? No. But a chance of becoming president? Yes. You don't have to win the election to become president of the United States. If we were to win one state, like Wyoming, to make history together, and it were a close enough race, it's possible that no one gets a majority of the Electoral College vote. And if no one wins in the election, the House of Representatives chooses the president, and there is a possibility that a compromise could be reached with the third-place candidate. And more importantly, I turn 40 next month, so we are laying the foundation for a run in 2024.
One of the main driving forces, it looks like, why you're getting a lot of attention from maybe moderates out there is you are preaching publicly togetherness, civility, Republicans and Democrats getting along, and that it's okay to have a diverse thinking country. Is that a fair assessment?
Absolutely. We're all different, but we have a lot in common. We are all Americans. And I could summarize why I'm running for office in one word. That word is love. Love for this country, love for the American people, and respect for our differences. Our differences are what make us so wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. You are invested a lot in tech. What's the future of tech, and how can you implement that as president someday?
Yeah, so technology is a major issue for this country. You know, technology is arguably maybe the most important issue. And I think it's important that we have visionary leadership that understands how to navigate that road. Technology is inherently amoral. It is neither good or bad. It is a tool. And how we use that tool will determine its impact on our lives, on our businesses, on our institutions. And just take a look at how social networking is impacting our democratic process. Check out the movie The Social Dilemma on Netflix. And when our tech leaders go and testify before our government, it's sadly embarrassing, the quality of the questions we ask at a time where it matters so much. We've got artificial intelligence coming online, automation, robotics. These things are going to change the landscape of work in a major way. Technology will be replacing many of our jobs. And if we play our hand correctly, this could be a very good thing for this country. But it's important if we make the right decisions over the course of this next decade.
Brock, where can we go to get more information on you? Where can people learn a little bit more if they have questions of their own?
Well, you can follow me on all social media channels, but you can also come to our website, which is www.brock.vote. Brock.vote. Remember to brockthevote.com.
Brock, final question for you. I'll throw you a bit of a curveball here to sum it up. Do you have any hobbies outside of politics and tech? And right now, do you have any time for those hobbies?
Yeah, my hobbies are thinking about the future and trying to understand where we're going. You know, I live outside of the box. I'm constantly identifying things that do not exist and making those things real.
Again, the Independent National Convention is in Cheyenne this Friday and Saturday. Brock, good luck with everything. Thanks so much for taking time, and thanks for choosing Wyoming.
Thank you. Look forward to seeing you soon. Hope to see you there.
Brock Pierce, independent candidate for President of the United States. Want to thank he and his team for organizing that interview. Again, just to reiterate, County 10 does not endorse any candidate, nor would encourage you to vote. Again, we encourage you to vote your conscience. Go learn as much as you can. Just that was a relevant interview to the state of Wyoming. And again, if we hear from any of the other candidates, I am more than happy to talk to anybody who's running for president here with under 2 weeks to go. Absolutely. If you're interested in more happenings around central Wyoming, you can subscribe to the County 10 podcast. We have a weekly episode that comes out on Fridays with a variety of guests, and we talk local news and events. We also have a few other shows that the 10cast network here at County 10 produces, including a very successful true crime podcast that focuses a lot on Wyoming history. That's called Dead and Gone in Wyoming. We have a podcast that features issues on the Wind River Indian Reservation called Indian Relay. We also have a podcast that features all things Wyoming outdoors called Radcast Outdoors. That's R-A-D Cast Outdoors. And the Fremont County Wyoming Museum System has a historical local podcast called Rediscover the Winds, a Wyoming history podcast. A lot of listening options if you're interested in Wyoming podcasts. You can find more details by clicking the podcast tab at county10.com. Again, my thanks to Brock Pierce and his staff. My thanks to you for listening, and thanks to Porter's Supply Company in Riverton, Wyoming, for making the show possible. See you next time on the County 10 podcast.